Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin here, and we're just so excited that each and every one of you joined us for the program today. I've got Martita Stanton with me again, and we have been just breaking it down and just learning and teaching and instructing you guys, and she's such a great resource for that. Martita, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. I love it. I love the word. And the more you read it and the more you talk to the Lord, the hungrier I get.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I hope that we're building hunger in everybody out there as well. You know, it's been so good. We've had a lot of people giving us great responses on things and just saying how they've really enjoyed the content on the show, and we're really keeping it pretty diversified. We're all over the place, but I like it. I like it because we're just talking about different things and sparking different interests in people as we go along, and I think that can be a powerful thing for us to be able to help others become who God's calling them to be. And each topic, I think, catches a different person every time that's listening out there.
And bringing the Bible to practicality, you know, to make it real. So you know what it, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't understand it. I've never read the Bible. It's simple. It's just God speaking to you.
Right.
And helping you to live life.
Sure. Yeah, we need to have more practical Bible studies and classes. We've got a lot of classes here at Lighthouse Church. I'd encourage you guys to, you know, go on our website, check our weekly bulletin. I mean, we've got class after class. There's something to do almost every night of the week here at the church at this point. And if you're on one of the teams, there's something you can do every night of the week, you know,
because
we have worship practice and things like that. But, you know, in the meantime, we're doing you know, different Bible studies, different classes. We're even working on some different small groups are starting to now form, you know, because the church is still young. Just hit my 2-year mark here at Lighthouse Church. So we are working on a lot of different things for people to do. We want you to be able to come here and feel at home, feel loved, and then begin to learn. I'm about educating you for your purpose and your calling in the kingdom.
You know? And welcoming you into the family.
Absolutely.
And sometimes when you know, the church is packed and you say, well, it's too many people. How do I get to meet them? Well, come to a Bible study or a home group, and then you start meeting people. And
That's
then you rotate in different, you know, learning classes, and then you get to know different people. It's amazing. That's how you start little.
Right.
And then you come to church and you go, hey, I know this person, I know that person.
Right.
And it becomes little by little, it's your family.
Sure. Absolutely. And we are definitely doing it that way. So the goal, though, of getting people to come to church, getting people to even listen to this program, is to learn who God is.
Yes.
Okay. First and foremost, you know, we just talked yesterday about seeking first the kingdom of God. And I want us to kind of key in on that at an even deeper level. And I want to talk about some of the different attributes of who God is. And you know, we've got so many different names and things throughout the Bible of the way that God is described. So I think it'd be really cool to kind of break some of those down and take a look at
Let's see how many we can cover.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, so and this we'll, time we can
let's
only
look
cover
for the
a
big
few.
Ones. Let's go to some of the big statements that have been made about the names or attributes of God, okay? So the first one that I see is through Revelation 1, chapter 8. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I mean, how much bigger does that get, says the Lord? Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
I love that. To be honest, in my little brain, I cannot comprehend the greatness of it all.
Right.
Because when you say, I am the beginning and the end.
Right.
Well, for us, the beginning is when you're born and the end is when you die. You know,
right.
We look at nowadays, it used to be 75 years old. That was the average statistic.
Right. Yeah.
Now you're talking 90s to 100.
Yeah. People are living longer for sure with the medical care and the different
It's a different life.
Living.
So in our mind, we tend to think human.
Right.
But this is in the spirit. Which is no beginning, no end for God.
Right. God's not bound by time.
No. And when we die, we go to eternity.
Yeah.
How do you comprehend that?
You can't.
It's something.
Because we're finite in our own thinking here.
Exactly.
So, but just to think about the aspect of God saying, I am the beginning. In the beginning, it was me. And you know what? When it's all said and done, it's going to be me. I am the Omega, the end.
The Almighty.
And, yeah.
All-powerful.
What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh.
How deep can we... I mean, we could just spend the whole program just talking about the word Almighty.
Yes. So, let's break it a little bit into the Almighty.
All right.
Omnipotent, which means he is all-powerful. Okay? And it says in Revelation 19:6, and I heard, and it was, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns.
Wow.
So he's almighty. He is all powerful.
You know what I love about this particular scripture is it reminds me of like a rock concert. You know, it's like, you know, I heard the voice of a great multitude and it sounded like water. You know, have you ever been in a stadium? Have you ever been in a huge arena when the crowd's cheering, it's like,
yes,
you know, and it's that sound of a mighty thundering and
then you have the drums,
but you see, this scripture is talking about, you know, that from the perspective of, yeah, I've seen some great concerts and I've seen some great sports events where people get crazy. They dress up, they cheer, they're fanatics.
And you have 50,000 people screaming.
But here I think we're talking about the being fanatic for Jesus.
Amen.
And he is the Alpha and the Omega, and he is, you know, omnipotent, meaning that, you know, he is worthy of all of it. He is worthy of every praise. Everything that we could say, do, cheer, we could scream till our voices went out and it still wouldn't be enough for what he's worthy of in our lives. Just thunderings of cheer and, you know, when we really see God for who he is.
And what he's done for us?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be so humbling to be in the presence of God. And you know what? God is love. So, you know, it's not like I believe in a reverential fear, but I'm not afraid of that moment because God's going to see me and he sees me now, but I'm going to see God face to face and he's going to know everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He's going to know how much I loved him as well. And I think that God is able to overlook anything. You know, he's seen your beginning and he's seen your end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, and he knows everything of every detail of you, but his response is love.
And once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you become his child, he doesn't see that anymore. He sees a pure person.
Spotless.
Yes, he doesn't see
washed in the blood of the
Lamb.
He
doesn't see any of those sins or mistakes or fallings, they're gone. He doesn't see them anymore. He sees you like I will see a brand new baby.
Right.
Pure. You know, you see a little baby and you see purity.
Yes.
And that's exactly how the Lord sees us.
Yeah.
Because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us completely from all sin.
You know, let's take a dip back into the Old Testament and let's look at this scripture in Isaiah. It's Isaiah 40. 28, and it describes another attribute of God, and here it is. It says, don't you know, you gotta love when a scripture starts that way. Hey, don't you know, haven't you been listening? Yahweh is the one and only everlasting God. So here we have an everlasting God. He is the creator of all you can see and imagine. He never gets weary or worn out. His intelligence is unlimited, and he is never puzzled over what to do.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
That's the Passion Translation.
So let's add to that real quick to finish it up. Psalm 139:4. This is the Amplified. Even before there is a word on my tongue, still unspoken, behold, O Lord, you know it all.
You know it all.
Omniscient. He knows everything, as he says in here. His intelligence is unlimited.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
And he's never puzzled over what you do. You're no surprise. He knows what's going to happen.
Him.
No.
He's already
he knows
seen
what you're
the
gonna
beginning
do.
From the end. He's already been to the end, so... There's nothing going on in your life right now that's going to shock God because he already knows.
Exactly.
That's pretty powerful when you think about it. He loves you anyway.
Exactly.
He commended his love towards us that while we were what?
Sinners.
Which Christ died for us.
Well, let's go to the beginning. When he created Adam, he had already designed Jesus to come here, and we discussed this in another program, and how he created woman to be able to carry Jesus as a baby with a pure blood, because he knew what was we were all going to do, and he still did it. So he prepared the way ahead of time to provide for us out of his love.
That's so good. But I love that word everlasting. You know, because in Colossians 1:17, it says, he existed before anything else, and he holds all of creation together. You know what I mean? God's word is holding all of this together. God spoke, and the world came into being, and everything came into existence. So he is an everlasting God. He is a creator. And that is such an amazing aspect of who God is as the creator. And a lot of us look at the world and we think, oh, the world is so broken. But, you know, we see that God created the world. And, you know, in all honesty, it's he created it, you know, and he has got a plan and he's got a purpose for everything that's happening. And I've seen some tragedy. I've seen some hard things. And a lot of people are like, oh, how can God do that? But, you know, we don't know all the answers to that in our lives. You know, we don't know enough to make the decisions to say God is not good because this happened or that happened. You know, he is the beginning from the end. He's the everlasting Father. He is the creator, and we are the creation. And I think so many times we find ourselves leaning into this whole thing of, well, I think I know enough about God that I can make these decisions. And that's where pride comes in. And I think we have to be very careful that we don't always understand all of the things that are happening around us.
We need to be humble.
We need to humble
and
ourselves.
And we'll be You're teachable.
Right. So okay. Good. Yeah.
And one thing I like about the everlasting, his love is everlasting.
Yeah.
So he... In the flesh, we say, oh, yeah, but if he gets mad at me, he loves unconditional. It's not conditional. So if you make a mistake, if you fall backwards, you know, if you do, oh, I did it again.
Yeah.
He loves you. He will never take his love away from that.
Yeah.
It's unconditional love.
Well, I think that brings us to another aspect of who God is. God is good. He's kind. He's compassionate. And he's gracious. You know, it says in Psalms 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is what? Good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Right? I mean, that's so powerful. I think we forget sometimes. We look at the situations and circumstances in the world, and we have to remember that God is good.
He is.
That he is compassionate.
It's
he's
not
kind.
That he means to do good. It's that he is good.
Right,
he
right.
is love. He is truth. I'm going to read the next one, which is 1 Peter 2, 1 through 3. This is from the...
Passion.
So abandon every form of evil, deceit, hypocrisy, feelings of jealousy and slander. In the same way that nursing infants cry for milk, you must intensely crave the pure spiritual milk of God's word. For this milk will cause you to grow into maturity, fully nourish you and fully nourished and strong for life. Especially now that you have had a taste of the goodness of the Lord Jehovah and have experienced his kindness.
You know, I mean, there's so many attributes of God in there.
Yes.
And he's saying is abandon all the evil things, you know, run from them, run to me. Let me be, you know, the kind one, the compassionate one, the gracious one in your life. I am good.
So one way to do, because you say, okay, we're saying abandon all forms of evil. How do you do that? Well, right. Change, remind, renew your mind. How?
Right.
Look at different things. So you got to turn. If I'm watching horror movies,
right,
that open the door to evil thoughts and
anger,
yes, exactly. Turn that off and
death.
Put a movie that is faith-based.
Right.
That it will lift your faith. That will
sure.
show you. Like, turn it and put in The Chosen.
Right.
And watch that. Let me tell you, your transformation, you don't have to fight. You don't have to run from the other one. Your desires will change.
Yeah.
Wherever your mind is, whatever your eyes are looking at, whatever you're listening to, is the direction you're going to head.
Yeah, I've always said it this way. You are the subtotal today of everything that you've seen, experienced, and put before your eyes, your ears, your nose, your all the different gates that we have in our life are producing in us the product of who we are, you know. And I believe God wants us to be, you know, in him and to know that he is good, that he is kind. You know, Psalms 145:8 says, the Lord is gracious. Thank goodness he's gracious.
Amen
to
that.
Me and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. I need God's mercy. I need God's grace in my life. You need it in your life. Those of you who are out there listening, know that he is slow to anger and that he is compassionate and gracious towards you in your life. As you're trying to work this thing out, God is not so mad at you that he's ignoring you. He's allowing bad things to happen in your life. I think that's one of the biggest misnomers that we see about the aspects and who God is that he's this big angry guy up in the sky ready with a stick to thwart us when we do something bad, when we make mistakes. No, he's trying to help us grow and learn and mature and become who he wants us to be through life.
Yes.
And life's not always easy. It's not fun. We have this flesh. We have, you know, our own thoughts and our own intentions of our hearts that we have to battle. And that's where I see in that scripture in 1 Peter where God is just, he's believing that you are going to abandon, you know, these things and come to him.
And he will help you through it. Holy Spirit is inside of you. He will walk you through. Again, what are you focusing on?
Right.
That makes such a difference. Okay? If you, whatever you think on is what you're going to be.
Yeah.
So, but let me
as
go
a man thinks in his heart, so,
so
is he.
So see, and that's exactly what you're going to go into. Let me read you Exodus 33:19. This is a New King James. Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
That's so powerful.
He, you know, if you hunger for him, he is right there.
He's ready.
He is waiting on us.
I always say it this way, you know, that God is so willing to overlook anything and everything that you've done wrong in your life because he just wants to have a relationship with you.
That's right.
He paved the way. He gave his son so that you could be set free. In his compassion, in his kindness, in his graciousness, in all of the aspects that we're talking about right now, it's all found in the finished work of the cross. He sent his son out of that goodness, out of that kindness, and out of that compassion so that you, through Christ, could be found in him and become a part of who God is in your life and experience the love and the grace that he has for each and every one of you. It's a powerful way to do life.
The next one, God is holy.
Oh, come on.
In Revelation 4:8.
This is a serious thing. The holiness of God is
holy,
legit.
Yes.
And you guys don't know just how deep that goes. When you see God for who he really is one day, you're going to understand that what holiness really looks like. We can't even fathom it.
No. It, it again, us, because we think in our little brains.
Yeah.
And again, our brain is only a 10% of it we're using, so we can't even, you know, understand. But it says, the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Yeah.
Holy, holy, holy. You know, if you just sit quietly in the presence of the Lord and you just say, Lord, you're so holy.
Yeah.
And you worship him, peace comes upon you.
It sure does.
You know, depression goes away, anxiety goes away when you're in his presence. You know, when you do these things, it's not for him to sit up there and go, ha, 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 I'm so holy. No, he fills you with it.
Yeah,
and you're transformed, so, and you're set free. If you are suffering right now, just, I don't care if you're driving, where you are, just sit there and say, Lord, you're so holy. Let your holiness fall on me. Cleanse me. Fill me with your love. And the peace that passes all understanding will flow through you.
That's so good.
It is amazing.
You know, just reach out to God. He's waiting.
Yes.
He's waiting for you to say, I want you to be a part of my life.
It's not complicated.
It's not.
It's so simple. It's just open your heart. Lord, I open my heart to you.
Yeah. It's so simple. We miss it. We overcomplicate it many times.
Yes.
We think, I have to do this, I have to do this, and I have to do this before I can come to God. No, come to God and he'll help you do this. He'll help you do this and he'll help you do this. You know, we just have to rely on him and turn to him in every area of our life, knowing that he is good, that he is kind, that he's compassionate, that he's holy, that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows everything from the beginning and the end. We're not shocking him. We're not surprising him, that he is an everlasting God. He is our creator, and that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or think, according to the power that's already at work within us if we know the Lord.
He is faithful and he never changes.
Yeah.
So whatever he says that he is forever and ever.
Let's take a quick break and talk a little more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. Easter is Easter's here, everybody, and I wanted to take a moment to invite each and every one of you to our Easter celebration services here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday. Come on out. But I wanted to take a moment and say, don't just come to the service. Bring someone with you. This is a great opportunity. It's the time of year when someone is always willing to go to church. So make that ask, make that invite, and bring somebody to church this Easter Sunday. We hope to see you there. All right, everybody, welcome back to Turn the Light On. Thanks again to all of our sponsors who make this possible. If you wanted to be a sponsor, you could call the church office at 321-452-1012 and say, I want to be a sponsor of Turn the Light On. We would love that. And just get in touch with us. But in the meantime, we've been talking about all the different aspects of who God is, Martita. And, you know, we've covered things like He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Almighty God. He's the everlasting. He's the Creator. He's, you know, He's brilliant in all that He does. He's good. He's kind. He's compassionate. And He's gracious. And He's holy. I think we've covered so many, and they're so powerful. But there's one that I really think we need to end on, and that is this, that God is love.
Yes, that if people get a hold of how much God loves them.
Yeah.
Okay? Because He is love. So yeah. The only thing that comes, I'm not saying He's not just. I love my children.
Yeah.
But if they need some discipline, they got it.
A little tough love.
Yes, but I never stop loving them.
No.
You always love. Unconditional love. So no matter where you come from, you have unconditional love from God.
Yeah, and 1 John 4:8, you know, I'm going to read this from the Amplified because we've talked about the translations and stuff, but this one says, the one who does not love has not become acquainted with God. That means he does not and never did know him, for God is love. He's the originator of love, and it is an enduring attribute of his, and it's his nature. He is love. It's not that God is trying to love us. God is love, and we are experiencing who He is, not something He gives.
And it's an action. It's a verb. He loves us continually. It doesn't go away. It is there forever and ever. It's everlasting.
And if we know that God is love, then we can also learn even more attributes of who God is, because the Bible teaches us that love is patient. So God is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is kind. Yeah.
Love is not rude.
It's not jealous.
It's not jealous.
Does not take into account wrongs.
It covers.
Done. It covers. Such amazing attributes. And that's our God. That's who we are serving in the world. You know, that's our Heavenly Father.
That's who we're in relationship with.
Yeah, and He gave us His Son, and He gave us the Holy Spirit to do life with. So I'm just so encouraged by this program today of who God is. So guys, I hope you understand better who it is that you are living your life for when you say, I want to live for Jesus.
Amen.
Hope you enjoyed the program. We'll see you guys.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.